Now let's go to Cape Town, where COSATU is leading a march this afternoon to highlight its demand for a reliable and affordable commuter rail system. I don't need to tell you about how paralyzed Metrorail is, right? As a result of vandalism, arson, and some may argue even poor management. So COSATU says it's been raising these concerns around the poor state of this rail service, and it hasn't received any joy from authorities. But Transport Minister Fikile Mbalula has been making some moves. He's placed Prasa under administration. He appointed that war room. In fact, that war room reported back a few months ago about the progress that it's been able to make, even though many people using Metrorail argue that nothing has really changed. Let's now speak to Motlatsi Tsubane, who is COSATU's Western Cape chairperson, who is, of course, leading that march. Mr. Tsubane, good afternoon to you. Thank you so much for your time. What's the purpose of this protest?
Look, the purpose of this march today is to come and hand over a memorandum to the respective stakeholders, Prasa, Metrorail, business, organized business, local government, provincial government, and national government. We are once more again pleading with them for them to give, to provide reliable and trustful public transport.
Yeah.
We have been engaging with all spheres of government and organized business for a number of occasions, whereby we express ourselves. We have tried to tell them and to express the plight of people, the challenges that we are faced with as far as public transport is concerned, as far as trains are concerned,
okay,
whereby trains are not reliable, people arriving, workers arriving late at work. Each and every morning they arrive late at their homes, each and every evening. If you can look at here in Cape Town in particular, if you look at the queues, are the lines where people are waiting for the actual public transport, you will see the bus terminals, the lines are very long. You go to the station deck where they have to take taxis, the lines are very long. They arrive late at home. They are not, our areas are not safe also. You see, so now that is why our demand is for them to provide us with reliable and effective public transport.
But you are in alliance with the governing party, the ANC, Mr. Tsubane. You meet in alliance summits, secretariat meetings, and you have raised these concerns with the party, and they still haven't changed anything. Why are you even still in an alliance with an organization that ignores you?
Look, the issue of the alliance is not an issue that only started yesterday. You're correct to say that we are in an alliance with the ANC and we have been raising issues, but it also does not stop us to execute our task, the responsibility that we are having on our constituency that we are leading. You see, it doesn't exonerate us from that. At all time, we do, yes, we are close and we are working with the governing party, but also it doesn't mean to say that we have to change and or we have to abandon the responsibility that we are having.
Yeah, but I also think it does say a lot about what they take COSATU and its views on different matters, even for e-tolls, for instance, where COSATU has been just marching almost every year to support the banning of e-tolls, but they're still there in Gauteng. I want to ask you about COSATU's view on government's subsidy on Gautrain, because I understand that, I mean, in the Western Cape, it's something different. But the thinking here is that Gautrain is so heavily subsidized, which basically means it's the middle class that are subsidized, but there is lesser subsidy for the working class through Metrorail. So the poorest of the poor, as you indicated earlier, continue to risk their lives each time they travel on our trains. They are not reliable. The infrastructure is broken. It's been vandalized. In fact, the Competition Commission says Gautrain is a big policy mistake. Do you agree with that? That government is spending so much money on perhaps the wrong things, like subsidizing Gautrain, for instance, when it could be focusing a lot more on what is a transport system that is used by the majority of South Africans?
Look, I will not be in a position to comment on the situation in Gauteng. you see, and what is happening there. I am in a best position to respond to you on issues that you would raise around what is happening in the Western Cape. You see, hence,
are you happy with the subsidy of Metrorail, even in the Western Cape, nationally? Because the thing is, the issues you're raising there in the Western Cape are not exclusive to the Western Cape. The issues around vandalism, arson, the poor maintenance of that infrastructure, that's what's happening across provinces where this rail system operates. And that's why I'm asking, is there perhaps a mistake here that government has made in terms of policy, where you see Metrorail being subsidized and the money that is used to subsidize Metrorail is less compared to what is paid to subsidize other transport systems like the Gautrain?
Indeed, you are correct. Hence, we are calling upon the national government in its interventions. They must also try to decentralize the responsibilities, because as we speak now, the security issue is a national competency. We are saying decentralize that in order for the region to have the necessary power to deal with that competency. You see, even in terms of the funding, it's a national competency, you see. Now, hence, we are engaging government, national government, we are engaging provincial government, we are also engaging the local government and even organized business in order for all of them to come on board so that we deal with the metro rail issue once and for all.
All right. Motlatsi Tsubane, COSATU's Western Cape Chairperson, thank you so much for your time.